I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome back, everybody, to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by my bestie, Pete Wicks. Pete?
Vicky?
Can I ask you dead quick?
You can.
You've done probably about as many reality TV shows as me by this point.
Job swap, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of job swap, Babs. Never hurt anybody. What's your favourite one? What one stands out?
Bear Grylls, I think, for me.
Yeah, it's got to be, mate. And I would have been shocked if you hadn't have said that, to be honest with you. I am still fucking gutted I haven't done that.
Oh, no, do you know what? It's honestly one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had for loads
and
of different reasons.
You got to meet Crackers, which, like, as you know, I share your, like, complete love for that man. What a blinding gentleman.
Is he not just the best man ever? Although I do think he is potentially slightly pissed off with me.
Why? What you doing, like?
Oh, I might have got his son drunk at his wedding.
I don't think you would have expected anything less, though, Pete. Like,
ooh.
How drunk are we talking? Oh. Finger a bridesmaid drunk?
Me or...
No, you're always finger of bridesmaid right. Drunk.
Yeah, it was terrible when I tried the bride. No, I'm joking. He was quite drunk. And he's only 17 at the time, Croyd. Yeah. Lovely.
Bless him.
Yeah, lovely. The spit of Crackers as well.
Oh,
Crackers,
so
Crackers kids are beautiful.
Oh, so you got the full Pete Wicks experience, did he?
Yeah, I think it was one of them. You know, like when you go to someone's wedding, and Cracker's friends obviously are all quite posh.
Yeah, I could imagine.
And then it was like I felt like I may have been the entertainment.
It was novelty. Like, yeah, the novelty, ooh, Essex geezer.
Yeah, we've got a novelty numpty with us. I was sat on the table with all these, you know, me and Crackers, we rode together and we did this and, you know...
I remember this one time we were, like, trekking Antarctica and my Duke and Luke Yacht.
We were at the Henley Regatta and I was like, shut the fuck up, never's a keeler, son, come on, let's go. I think I was on the rowdy table, put it that way.
Good. Yeah, but anywhere else you would have been, and do you know what, very out of place.
But yeah, Bear Grylls, I met some mate Joe Wood, who was another amazing person, and Martin Kemp, those three guys that were on Bear Grylls when I did it. It was just an amazing experience to spend time with people like that from completely different backgrounds and actually just experience that. It was life-changing, really.
Blinding lineup there as well, babe, because I imagine with a show like that, it does really affect your time there, who you put in there with.
Oh, 100%. Me and Crackers, to this day, both say that. I think we both would have struggled if we didn't have each other. We're probably, on paper, two people you'd think they're not going to get on. And I actually remember Crackers saying to me, when I got the list of people it was, I didn't know who the fuck you were. I Googled you and thought, he's going to be a cock. literally, and from day one, we were like that. Great guy. And obviously, you've done a show with him. He's just an amazing guy.
That's the beauty of shows like that. And, like, I'm tempted to reminisce about the time that, like, was it Michael Burke was in the jungle with Chipmunk? Was it those two together? Can you not remember?
No, because you know me, I don't watch reality TV, do I? I never watch anything.
You don't watch anything, which I think is probably fair.
Unless it's a serial killer or David Attenborough, I don't watch it.
Well, I mean, you've got to love Attenborough, though, haven't you?
Oh, haven't you?
You just gotta love him.
Haven't you?
Such a gentle gent.
Have you ever met him, Vic?
No, are you mad? Have you?
No.
You're gonna tell me you oh, I was gonna thought.
No.
That would be on my CV if I'd met him.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I think I would actually have it tattooed on me.
Yeah.
I've met Attenborough.
That would be literally one of your more like make sense tattoos. Some of yours are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, do tell me about it. Oh, God.
Do your best Attenborough impression.
The male hippopotamus slowly mounts the female in the wilderness as the cold air beats the ground.
You sound like you're doing animal porn! You just made it dirty!
Listen, he's got such a soft voice, and it's so soothing. So that is what I imagine. My soothing voice doesn't sound that soothing, though, does it?
Nah, it sounds pretty sexy, but not soothing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you can't have everything, Pete. You can't have everything. You've got to leave something else for the other boys.
Yeah, I bet he was a right, absolute heartbreaker in the day as well, Attenborough. Still is now.
Shag him.
You 100% still shag him. Do you know what?
Show me someone who says they wouldn't still shag Attenborough, and I'll show you a liar.
To be honest with you, so would I.
Legend, mate. British institution.
100%.
An icon. How can you pass that up?
Yeah, and do you know what? I'd shag him and I'd do a kiss and tell.
And I'd want him to narrate the whole thing.
Yes, so would I. So would I. In fact, no, do you know what I'd like? I'd like to watch Attenborough shag you and then get him to... God, this is getting weird.
So dark. Should we move on?
Yeah. How did that start off from What's the Favourite Show You've Ever Done? I'll tell you what I'd like to watch. Attenborough shagging you.
I don't know if we're going to be able to put any of this in or whether it's like treason.
Yeah,
it's
probably is.
Unpatriotic in some way. Yeah. We're just showing how much we love him. So we've talked about loads of lovely stuff, reality TV, your romances. We've had a bit of grinchy behaviour from you. But right now, our partners, Trustpilot, have a few questions for we both, all about grudges. According to research by the online review platform, 70% of us have a lingering resentment of some sort, including not getting a job, being dumped, and bad customer service experiences. I've certainly had a few bones of contention over the years. But in the same study, 4 out of 10, almost half, quite frankly, let's have it right, of people admitted that they make quick and potentially unfair judgments, especially when they're online. So what does that mean in this world full of online feedback? I tell you what it means. It means that people are leaving these reviews or writing things to celebrities or writing things to influencers out of anger, out of resentment. They're full of emotion, and then they regret them afterwards. But that, no matter how sorry you are, no matter how remorseful, how contrite, it's too little too late, because people have already read it. The damage is done. You've hurt someone's feelings. You've potentially threatened someone's business. We need to be more mindful in 2022, guys, whatever platform we're using to vent our feelings. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is the silliest grudge you've ever had? It can be anything. It can be from like an Uber driver who gave you a bad rating. It could be a person who sent you a nasty comment on Instagram. Anything.
Mine is actually really, really pathetic.
They tend to be.
It's so bad. I used to get petrol in the same petrol garage. This is actually so sad that I actually remember this. It is so sad. I used to get petrol in the same petrol garage. Bear in mind that this is a really busy petrol garage. So there is absolutely no reason why anyone would remember my name or anything like this. Was years and years ago. But I used to go there literally, it was like clockwork, because I used to do the same drive all the time. So petrol used to go down, like, you know when you have like a day almost that you always get petrol on, and it used to be like that. Well, you don't, because you don't drive, do you?
But anyway, so passenger.
It used to be the same every time. And I must have been going to this petrol station for about 3 years. And I always remembered this guy's name, because I always used to go in there and I'd get the same stuff, and he'd be like, how are you? But it was just like, mate, you just say someone's mate. But obviously he has the name badge on, so I knew his name. I just assumed that he probably knew my name because I go in there all the time, and obviously he wears a name badge, so I knew his name.
Yeah.
And then I remember being, after about 3 years, him going, oh, anyway, take care, Paul. I was so offended because I thought, Paul, I've been coming here 3 years. Paul, have you said my name's Paul the whole time? I thought we were like mates. Paul? Who the fuck is Paul? And when I say, right, listen, this is how sad I am, I never went back there for petrol.
No, please tell me. Please tell me you go back now.
No. I know I didn't have a name badge, but I just assumed after that amount of time we were mates. And I just remember going, yeah, take care, Paul. And I remember, literally, I remember going, Paul, surely he's not... Bastard.
Such a baby. I can't believe that. I thought you'd be more evolved than that.
No. I'm that petty. I'm not one of them people. I'm not an angry typer reviewer.
No, I'm not.
And I think the thing is as well, when it comes to the internet and typing stuff, that's there then. That's out there. You can't take it back. It's very difficult. If you say something to someone's face, it's you can sort of forget about it. When you actually go to type something and put something out there, that's it. People can go over that. And, do you know what I mean? It's there. And I don't think people don't really think that through, do they?
I think there's something... So I can speak in anger.
Yes.
Like, I used to do that an awful lot, especially when I was
younger.
But
that's a reaction and an emotional response. To actually sit there, I feel like that's quite...
calculated, right?
Yeah.
And I think, like, we need to think about this behaviour because it's exactly like you say, once it's out there, once it's in black and white, once it's written... there are ramifications. Uh-huh. That is all there is to it. Like, I've already read it. You can delete it tomorrow if you want, hon, but I've already read it. And these things, like, I'm trying to be so much more, like, thicker skinned and grown up, but Pete, they hurt sometimes, you know?
Yeah, of course they do. I mean, not just that, some of the stuff that you read about other people, you read about different businesses, even when people, for example, it's another one. Christmas, obviously, has just happened. The amount of people that ordered things... right?
Yeah.
And then it might not have come in time because you've got Christmas, but it's always the company's fault.
Yeah.
It's always the, do you know what I mean? You order late there, mate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't help the postal service, but it's always the company's fault. I'll tag, never use this company again. Do you know what I mean? No one tries to, like no companies or whatever try and be a dickhead, but everyone always just think that, and if you have got a platform and you start slagging off a company like that, people automatically see it. It's like having a headline written about us. People don't often read the article, but they'll see the headline. So if it's Vicky Patterson on Bleary Night Out, all they've done is put in the picture and they'll think, oh, Vicky's pissed again. But actually, you look at the thing, you might have been drinking soda and lime all night, but they've got that one picture where you're half asleep and then suddenly everyone goes, oh, she's pissed again.
Yeah, that's it. Once it's out there, it's out there. And I just think across any platform, we have to have a bit more awareness of the gravity of our words.
Yeah.
Especially now when, like, people are having tough times, we're all struggling. Like, I think we should just be being a little bit more kinder. Do you not?
I completely and utterly agree. And I think sometimes it's really weird because it's the society issue, isn't it? It's that people seem to feel better about themselves by putting other people down, and I've never really understood that. Never really understood why putting other people down or putting that kind of negative energy onto other people makes you feel better. It almost would make me feel better to be more upbeat and positive about people than, do you know what I mean? But that kind of, it's like releasing that and putting it onto other people. But why?
Nah, but then that's who you are. You're an evolved, happy person. And I think there's nothing wrong with honest critique, with, like, constructive criticism. Like, for me, for example, like, I am a first-time dog owner, you know? And, like, I know you're an old hat at it and stuff, but there are some things along the way that I might have got wrong. And someone sliding into my DMs to say, like, just so you know, hun, he's potentially doing this because of X, Y, and Z, or don't let him chew that stick because the splinters can hurt him's mouth. I don't mind that at all. Keep things like that coming, guys. Like, I want the best life for Milo. However, it is all in your tone. It is all in the way you talk to us. Like, if you're trying to help and make Milo have a better life, like, I love you for that. If you are coming into my DMs and telling me, you don't fucking deserve that dog, you're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. This, like, it's horrible. It's so hurtful to me. I don't end up taking your advice because I'm so upset. Like, and did it make you feel good? Like, nobody in that circumstance comes out a winner.
Yeah.
It's all just so toxic and unhealthy. Constructive criticism's one thing. Please sit on your comments, think about them before you write them. And if you still feel that way, articulate it, but articulate in a nice way that can help whoever you're talking to get better.
100%. I completely and utterly agree with you, Vicky Pass. What's your name?
I'm Vicky Patterson, mate. We've only known each other 10 years.
Sorry. Do you know what it is, Vicky? Is that I was so lost in your...
rant.
No, because I do completely agree with you, and I was just thinking about it then. You're 100% right. People don't think things through, and they really should start doing that because the ramifications are like, I almost feel like when you, if, for example, when you do things on a computer or whatever, you never really see the reaction of the other person.
No,
now, if you complain about something in person or you have something to say, you have an emotional reaction saying, where you say something to someone's face, you almost get how they've taken it.
When and that can hurt. Then you can understand, can't you?
And then
you
can think, oh, fuck, I've gone too far there or whatever else. But what people don't, when they type something, they just leave it. They don't see when someone then reads that and what their reaction to that is. And I think that it's almost like a safety net for people to be a dickhead and hide behind a computer screen.
I just think going forward in 2022, I think we should all be a little bit more mindful and kinder with the way we talk to others, whether it be online, whether it be a comment to a celebrity or an influencer, whether it be a review. I just think let's try and be the energy we want to get back.
100%. You make a very, very good point.
The lovely guys at Trustpilot are very well aware that everyone's had a really hard year, but sometimes we type without thinking. And these reviews that are wrote in anger, full of emotion, full of malice, they're often regretted later. But once they're out there, these lovely little businesses, these small companies, there's no way for you to take them back, and they are affected terribly by it. So they want to encourage you guys to take a breath before you type, think about your words, and instead offer honest, constructive criticism.
100%.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Right, before I let you go, first question, before like of the end ones, I think it's amazing that people are so fixated on your female relationships when, with myself excluded, I believe it's your bromances that are probably far more interesting and important here. Am I wrong?
Yeah, do you know what? It's very weird. I do have a few romances, don't I? The bromances, yeah.
It's, yeah, I mean, we've talked about Lockie. I think the dynamic between you two, you're obviously a great friend to him. You're living with him right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we are living together. We are two 30-plus roomies.
You'll be your Essex's answer to Julian Chandler, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty. Which one am I?
Chandler. He's funny, he's witty.
Oh, I'll take that one. Yeah, and Lockie does eat a lot, like Joey.
Lockie is Joey, yeah. I mean, I imagine that's why you've taken this job on my podcast, because it costs so much to feed him, no?
Honestly, the dogs love him. Obviously, I'm vegetarian, but the dogs love him because he does just wander around the house eating packets of chicken. Because
and obviously dropping them on the floor. Because
I was like Hansel and Gretel, and they just follow him around. because obviously he goes to the gym, and he's like, yeah, you've got to have chicken and rice.
Alpha.
I am a caveman.
So how does it... Right, this to me is probably one of... This is a question I've had for ages. Do your worlds, your two bromances, do they ever collide? Because I don't see Lockie and Sam Thompson as, like, your normal, like, little group of friends. Like, they feel like maybe you should keep these groups separate, Pete.
Do
we ever try and mix them?
No, I do keep them separate. They are different horses for different courses. they are very, very different. We have very, very different nights out, and I love them both in completely different ways. Sam is like the brother I never wanted, like a small, tiny little brother who I have to look after, whereas Lockie is more like... We're very similar, me and Lockie.
Yeah.
So it's a very different dynamic. I don't have to look after Lockie, whereas Sam I do. And they have met before. I think last time they met, Lockie had Sam in a headlock.
Perfect.
Yeah. and I think he may have scared Sam a little bit. Lockie is a very big man, and I think he manhandled him and said, "Why do you keep seeing my best mate?" And I think Sam cried.
Yeah, honestly, just such a great interaction. Like, everybody knows there's no love lost between myself and Sam. I think he's a bit of a knob. I'm so sorry, Pete. I can't help myself. I am nice to everybody. Sam Thompson just annoys me. So
do you know what's really funny is obviously me and Sam have got this show together.
Of course, we're on TV news.
Yes, and so every week, like the producers and that, they're like, "Oh, do you think Vic would do it?" No, I'm just like, "No." do you think Vic would? No.
No, but I would actually do it.
And they're like, "Why wouldn't you do it?" And I'm like, "Well, she fucking despises Sam." So, let's not ask. Because I know if I asked you, you'd probably go, yeah, I'll do that. And then but the awkwardness, it kind of makes me want you two to interact just so I can sit there and go, do you know what I mean?
Just get your popcorn out. But what people don't understand is, like, again, this is going back to our grudges. This is the most pathetic grudge ever. I am the pettiest person in the world. Sam Thompson started it.
Listen, I'm not hearing it anymore because he started it. And do you know what the funny thing is? You're both two of my very, very, very good friends. I still don't know what the fuck it's about, right? And
I don't think any of you do anymore, Pete.
I don't think you two either. I think it's just, no, I don't. Like, why? Well, it's just saying that happened.
Long story.
Yeah, long story. Is it? Have you forgotten? Have you both forgotten what it is? And you know there's a problem, but can't think what it is.
I know what the problem is. He tried to sell a story on me.
Oh,
the
fucking
sun.
Hell.
That's it.
I'm going through a tuck.
Do you know what? But you're right, mate. It was so long ago. I should really be the bigger person and grow up.
Do you know what, Vic? New year, new you.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so conflicted because I want to be the same old cow. Right. 2022. I'm going to come on your show. And I'm going to be nice to Sam Thompson. What about that? How do you like those apples?
I fucking love them apples.
Yeah.
Love them apples. And then I can't wait for you to leave this studio and go, "No, he's still a dick." Because I know you so well, right? I know you so well. That's exactly it. You'll go, "Yeah, no, it's all in the part." Then you'll call me, "He's still a cop."
I'll be like that. I'll be, "Oh, my God, Sam, I'm so pleased we put everything to bed. Like, such a great guy. Like, let's do dinner." I'll turn around and be like, "Arsehole."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And do you know what? And that is why I love you.
And I love you too. Before I let you go, first of all, you've been an amazing guest. Thank you so much, as always. You dream. Here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, we like to give our gorgeous guests a chance to impart some pearls of wisdom for our lovely listeners. And I was really inspired listening to you talk about your love life, your dating, your dating dramas. But it feels like you've really got a handle on it. And you've evolved, and you aren't willing to settle. You don't want to break girls' hearts unnecessarily. Like, you are in pursuit of something, and I think that's really admirable. So many people out there now, and myself included, have settled for the wrong person out of fear of being alone. And I think a lot of people, probably at this time of year in particular, are looking to change something in their lives, to shake something up, but potentially don't have the confidence or the self-love. So I want to know what your secret is to not settling.
The secret to not settling. Do you know what? For me, I think for me it's just about not conforming to what you should do if it doesn't make you happy. What everyone's idea of happiness is very, very different. Happiness is objective, same as success is. Success isn't based on money, isn't based on anything. The one thing in life that I would really love to get, and I think few people have, and it may take my whole life to get to that point, and I would hope that I am still here to achieve the one thing in life that I want, which is peace of mind. And it would just be really nice to have some sort of peace of mind to go, do you know what? I was here, I made a difference at some point to someone, or I left a mark that means that I did okay. And I think striving to that is something that I've, especially over the last probably 5 years or so, is something that I've just realised that is what would make me happy. It makes me happy to to make other people happy, but do it for the right reasons and do it because it's a natural occurrence rather than forcing something that isn't necessarily there. And, you know, I don't know whether it's a brave thing to do or a silly thing to do, because I probably am missing out on stuff, not growing with people, but I just feel like I need to grow myself and understand myself more before I can offer someone the love and respect and everything that they deserve. Because we all deserve that, and I would just like to be the best person I can for my soulmate when I find her.
You know what, babe? I just think that's so beautiful. And there's not a woman listening. I'm saying woman because I'd be very shocked if I have any male listeners, but there's not a woman listening right now who doesn't think to themselves, that is exactly what I want to find too. So whenever the time is right and you feel like you're ready, I know that girl will be really, really lucky. And I just hope she lets us play together still.
Oh, of course she will. Listen, me and you, we're basically inseparable now. We're for lifers.
Yeah, we are. We're the OGs, son.
We are the OGs. We literally are the OGs, aren't we?
Emphasis on the O.
Yeah, literally. Oh, God, what's happened? Do you know what?
Me, 40s, you,
40s creeping up on us.
Oh, fuck you. You know, you just had a... You were gone. You were doing so well on this podcast.
Sorry,
and then you really upset me.
Sorry. And now for part three, Vicky cries.
solidly for an hour. We've all seen that before.
No, listen, you know I love you, so it's always a pleasure to speak to you, regardless of whether it's work or personally, and we do need to go out very, very soon.
Let's do that. Let's do a doggy walk and then let's go to Amazonico, but, separately, so I can get changed.
Yes, and also I feel like Milo would absolutely rip it apart.
Yeah, he would. He's absolutely tortured. He's shown that polar bear such a good time, though. He's ripped her ears off. She looks like a really big vole now.
Oh, fabulous. A really big vole.
What? Vole, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Delightful. Whatever floats his boat. You know, we've all been there. So that's his...
Oh, that was Pete Wicks, everybody. Vole shagger. Well, guys, that was a bit of an emotional roller coaster, wasn't it? I feel like we definitely took you on a real journey with this week's podcast. That is a little bit of an insight into my relationship with Pete Wicks. I think it's really hard not to love him. And I know he gets so much stick in the press, but listening to that, I do feel like he's grown. And I do feel like he's got these ladies' best interests at heart. He's just a lovable rogue, you know? He really is. And also, I would like to extend an apology to David Attenborough. Feels like potentially we crossed some sort of line there. And I want him to know, as I'm sure he is a listener of the podcast, that it was all born of love. We deeply adore you. What a dickhead. Anyway, guys, if you loved listening to Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, please do all of the nice podcasty things. Leave a review, tell your mates, and help our lovely little podcast grow in 2022. I hope you all have brilliant weeks, the weeks that you deserve. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.